Spirit, and with all your heart, give him praise.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to
right up, Father.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Is that your answer to the Lord this morning? Whatever you have, I'll say yes, Lord. Sit down, or please be seated for just a moment. Hope you all like the addition to the room. Amen. I'm very blessed for those. You can see the ones that we have in here. We're able to get those for $100.
Amen.
And, you know, just from what we got in here, it looks like it's worth it, but there's also about another 17 of them in that U-Haul over there. So we got it was a real blessing for sure. They're better than I thought they were going to be before we got there. So, you know, you buy some off the internet, you don't really know. I figured for $100 it was worth chancing it, I guess. And the Lord really blessed us with those, and I'm happy for that. They comfy out there? You all sitting there? Amen. Amen. We tried them out a little bit, took a picture here and there. So you got to make sure they work, you know. You don't, as the Bible says, you don't get... Well, you get a yoke of oxen, try them later. Brother Branham said that man was lying. He said, you try it first, then you buy the yoke of oxen. So we sat down first, and then we bought them. Anyway, so praise the Lord there. Remember, the service is coming up here soon. I got it on the calendar, so I don't want to announce all of it, but I will be gone for a week at the end of June and the beginning of July. So keep that in prayer. Also, we have looked at some buildings and things, but just as of right now, nothing so far. Just trust in the Lord. Just trying to find the mind of the Lord on it. You know, that's what we're doing. We're going to take it slow, and I don't believe in just guessing. I like to know where I'm standing, and I've walked with enough of the Lord to realize that if you're sincere, He'll let you know.
Amen.
It'll get past the, you know, once you have that faith, as Brother Branham said, you got a quarter. You can be just as happy with that as if you had a loaf of bread. At his time, obviously not. What are you going to get for a quarter these days? Bubble gum, a piece of gum or something. But you can be just as happy with a quarter as with what you're going to purchase, because you got the purchase price.
Amen.
So we're looking for that faith to hit and says, this is it. This is what he wants us to do. And once that hits, then we'll just go. And if there any devil gets in the way, we'll just push him out of the way and won't worry about it.
Right.
You know, that's fine. But if we're guessing and pursuing, well, there ain't no guarantee that devil's going to move.
Right.
Because if there's sin in the way and things of that sort, then, you know, God can't move, because he's a holy God. And he wants us to be holy. He wants us to seek him. So, amen. And remember Brother David Simmons. I always want to refresh everybody's mind, though. The one that house was burned on fire. I talked to Brother Joshua Tucker last night. He's his associate minister there. And he said, Brother Simmons is having a hard time. You know, it's hard for him to, I mean, they lost it all. There's nothing they can even get out of the house. So, he's having a little rough time with that, and understandably so. But I believe that God is a very present help in the time of need. And that's who we're trusting. And I know Brother David's trusting as well. He just needs a little help from us. And we should do what we can. So let's stand together this morning as we read the Word. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Ephesians 4. We'll go to verse 17. You know, as a minister, you do try to seek the Lord and find what he would have you to say. And I'm very confident in what he has for us this morning. Let me just put it that way. I see just in my own eyes, and then when the Lord shows me some things, this is what he wants to tell us this morning. So I pray that we get the revelation of what God's trying to bring us. Be sincere, and you'll see what God has to say for you tonight, or this afternoon. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yes, Lord.
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. For our subject this afternoon, a text, I'd like to take believe, don't grieve. Believe, don't grieve. Bow our heads together. If you have a need you'd like to lift up to the Savior before we approach His Word, God bless each one. He knows the desire behind the hand. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this gathering of the saints. And more than that, we're just thankful for Your presence here, Lord. For without that, there'd be no reason to be here. But we're happy, Lord, that wherever two or three would gather together in Your name, You promised You'd be here. And we're watching that fulfilled once again in this afternoon. We pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, that is here, would discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts, Lord. And if there's any sin, there's anything that we're backslidden in heart and not serving You the way we ought to, we pray that the Holy Spirit would take that thing far from us, Lord, by the preaching of the Word, and we would be walking in perfect fellowship like we ought to, the way we were made in the Garden of Eden, to have perfect fellowship with You, Father. And we believe You sent us the Word to restore us back to that, and we're here to receive of that this afternoon. We pray for the saints that are sick, those that couldn't be here. Would You touch each one? Would You help each one and bring them to the house of God healthy and with the joy of the Lord and with the testimony of His grace? We pray for the saints that are here as well. May You bless each one. We want to lift Brother David up to you again, Brother Simmons. Help the church there. Help that brother. May You just bless him and lead him the right direction. We just commit it all into Your hands, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated.
Thank you.
Believe, don't grieve. Now there's things here that Paul's talking about, and as we talked before, Ephesians was not written to just anybody. No. The book of Ephesians was written to the church at Ephesus, which was considered the spiritual church of the day. Right. Brother Graham said they were the cream of the crop. They weren't Corinthians that had struggled with, you know, how services should go and little tiddlywink things, as we would say, but they were mature Christians. But look what Paul still has to address to them, even with mature Christians. We have to understand that these things will influence us as well if we're not careful about it, if we don't stay spiritually minded. This stuff can sneak in right in the midst of revival, right in the midst of great outpourings of the Spirit, right in the midst of divine healing taking place. Satan can creep in if we're not spiritually minded.
Amen. Right.
And what will happen is, though we're enjoying the blessings of God, though we're walking as David did when they brought the ark the first time, having a great jubilee in the presence of God.
Yeah.
That wasn't a devil. That was the presence of God.
Right.
But they hadn't followed the Word the way they were supposed to, and Uzzah died that day.
No.
See, this is serious business. We're not here to play church. Yeah. We're here to find out where we stand with God.
Yeah.
And once we find out where we stand, we need to act accordingly.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that here in a minute, but we need to believe the Word of God and not grieve God.
Right. Yep.
Paul talks here. He says first, and let's just go to the Scripture. I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. How do Gentiles walk in this age? They just want more. They want the better house, the better car.
Yeah.
And it's just a vanity of their mind. It's always a goal that they'll never attain to. You even ask a rich man if he's happy with what he's got.
Right.
He never is.
Right.
Amen.
I can't remember the man they asked. Dad's told me the story a few times, but they asked a very wealthy man, when's enough money? And he said, one more dollar. And that's exactly how Satan will do it. Once you got this, it's not good. It'll last what? The pleasure of sin is such a short season. And then it winds up, and then you got to have the next thing. I told you about the student that told me he was afraid to try heroin because he knew that he would have to have that high now, and marijuana wouldn't suffice him anymore. He knows more about demonology than a lot of Christians do.
That's true.
He knew what would happen if he upped the scale a little bit. He'd have to go that high all the time.
Right.
But look, we can look at the negative all day. I'm not talking about that. Let's not grieve God and go that route. Let's go this way and believe God.
Amen.
To where you get a blessing. There's still more. There's a greater. There's a love. There's a hunger. There's more joy that you've ever had before. There's more peace than you've ever had before. When we get to heaven, it's just going to increase all the time.
Right.
And I understand that doesn't make sense. Brother Brandon said when he got there, it wasn't just a little joy. It was all joy.
Amen.
It wasn't a little happiness. It was all happiness. He said there's no word to describe that. Because here, we live in limitations, don't we? Ups and downs. Only so much, you know, we learn in intervals. We don't understand eternity.
Right.
We don't understand infinite.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Even here, look how simple this is. Let me show you how limited we are as humans for a minute without God. Tell me how long this is. You say, well, let's get out a tape measure. All right, that's a pretty good approximation, but that's not how long this is.
Right.
You might be off 0.002 feet or whatever. And you say, well, we'll go this far. Well, how do you know you're on?
Mm.
We don't even know how long this is.
Right.
But there's a God in heaven who can tell you exactly what this is.
Amen.
To the last of. And if that God is in control of your and I's life, what are we worried about?
Yes.
Why are we grieving him?
Yes.
Why aren't we believing him?
Yes.
And that's your only two choices. That's the main thing I want you to understand today, is in this warfare that we're in, you only have those two choices. You either will believe God or you will grieve his presence.
Right.
That's how you get, that's it. There's no other things. We want to attach things. Well, if the service goes this way, then we'll have a good day. No, are you believing God? You can have a great service in the midst of a bout to backslid. You can have a great preacher out of a preacher that's of the devil because you're pulling on God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? It's you and him.
Hallelujah.
You and him. It has nothing to do with anyone else. And as long as you're attaching someone else, you'll never get anywhere with God. But if one time, 5 minutes, as Brother Graham said, Moses stood in the pillar of fire, that did more for him than 40 years of learning in Egypt and 40 years on the backside of the desert trying to get his religion somewhere else. 5 minutes in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
And if you're doubting God, you're grieving God, if you're walking, as we just read there, like other Gentiles walk, you'll never be happy.
Right.
Because there's that void in the human heart.
Yeah.
And if you grieve the presence of God away from that, there's nothing else to fill it.
Right.
Amen. Now let's go down. Look at some of these things that he warns them of. And Paul wasn't just spouting off words. These were things that they either had troubles with or could have.
Yes.
And he wanted to let them know, you need to pay attention to these things.
Right.
Having the understanding darkening, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. There's the problem. You see, it's not just that, oh, they haven't heard enough quotes, they haven't studied enough this and that. No, it's in their own heart. They've chosen not to listen to God, and God, now they are blind of their own choice.
Right.
You find it every time. God has always given every man an opportunity to see him.
Yeah.
But when he turns it down, that's when he goes blind.
Right.
Let's just keep. I'll show you. Verse 19. Who being past feeling have given themselves over. God didn't do this.
No.
They gave themselves over to lasciviousness. What is lasciviousness? Does anybody know? The license to sin.
Yeah.
So they took their belief and it went in such a direction that they could sin and it's okay. They could do things that's wrong, and when the conviction would come around, and if any preacher talks about it, it's just his fault. He's an old dirty legalist anyways. No.
Come on.
That's a lot of people's attitude. I'm sorry, but that's it. If you don't like sin getting preached against, chances are you're still a sinner.
Amen.
That's the problem. I'm not a sinner today.
Amen.
I know. We're going in dangerous territory, but I've been saved.
Amen.
I was always saved.
Amen.
Just one day, God met me and he gave me a sign.
Yes.
What sign is that? The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
New life coming into the soul and making me a new creature that I could do what Paul is saying here.
Right.
Let's keep reading. Let me show you. Who being past feeling have given themselves over into lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him. Not by Paul, not even by Brother Branham, by him himself.
Yes.
If you can hear his voice, harden not your hearts as they did in the provocation.
That's it.
If so be, you have heard of him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye, responsibility, here it comes again, that ye put off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but if God would just come. No, no, no. It's not his problem anymore. He already did that 2,000 years ago.
Right. Yes, he did.
He paid for all of that 2,000 years ago. There's not one sick person in the world if they just believe it.
Amen.
There's not one lost person in the world if they just believe it. Amen. There's not one tormented person in the world if they would just believe.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But the second you stop believing God's word, you go into this room where he is grieved.
Right.
And you're not just... God isn't taking his presence away from you. You've actually hurt his heart.
Yeah.
That's right.
When you disbelieve God's word, I wish we understood how much it hurts him.
Yeah.
And let me show you. Let me show you what it's like. You parents out there, would you die for your children in a heartbeat?
Amen.
Would you give them everything they'd have need of in life?
Yes.
Amen. Do you give them everything they want in life? Because they don't know no better.
Right.
Children of God.
Amen.
He don't give you everything you want all the time. Because maybe you don't know no better.
Amen.
Maybe if he gave you what you thought you'd want, it'd actually corrupt you and you'd leave his presence.
Right.
It only happened to Israel, 1,000 times?
Yeah.
Amen.
True.
They'd be walking with God. God bless them, and he'd let them have what they desired. And sure enough, that took them right back to the old other gods.
Right.
Every time. But that ye put off the former conversation. Now, he's not talking to people that aren't baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He is talking to people that's received a new birth.
Right.
So they can push the old man off.
Right.
Not the man himself. How can the old man push the old man? He is the old man.
Right.
Are you seeing me now?
Yeah.
Not the man after. He can't do that. That's what he is. But if
you've
received a new man.
Hallelujah.
And the new man is Christ.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, living in the hearts of every believer.
Amen.
That's the new man in you.
Yes.
Amen.
And if you can recognize you as a part of him, that man can be the old you.
Yes.
And you can put him off.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
How, brother? Believe.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't grieve.
Yes. Yeah.
That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. I just got to stop there for a minute. Do you understand? This is Holy Ghost filled people.
Right.
Their flesh didn't get changed either.
Right.
It was still corrupt.
Right.
And if you think yours is any good, you're still sinning. I'm telling you that right now. You ain't converted yet, because a man that's converted knows before he was nothing.
Amen.
He was worse than nothing. He was negative. You know, just dirt, vile nastiness.
Right.
And if you never got to that place, you haven't been born again yet.
Amen.
You've got to hit rock bottom where you recognize that I'm nothing.
Amen.
If God doesn't do something for me, I'm going to die right here because I'm a sinner.
Right.
I need a Savior.
Amen.
Do you see what I mean? You've got to, how about this? You've got to grieve the old man and believe the new man.
Amen.
Anytime he comes up, look, he comes up. He resurrects all the time if you'll let him.
Right.
He'll come back. See, that's what people think. If their old man gets converted, then they're really got the Holy Ghost now. That's what most people are looking for. They're looking for the chance where now, I don't have a flesh to fight anymore. Everything I want to do is the word of God. I never have no temptations.
Right.
I don't even have no desire for that.
Right. Oh, my.
Now in your heart, you better not.
Right.
If you still love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not even in you.
That's right.
But to say you're not going to be tempted, well, that's called the millennium.
Right.
Amen.
That's true.
That's called the new world. That's why we're going there. That's why it's so glorious, because we don't got to fight no more.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah.
But while we're still here, we are still in a battle.
Right.
Yes.
And the only thing you can do, you can't do another work besides believe God.
Amen.
Right.
Everything will stem off of that.
Yes.
You believe God, here will come divine healing. You believe God, here comes speaking with tongues. You believe God, here, you know, we'll take up deadly things that won't harm. That's where all those scriptures come from. Believing him.
Right.
Yes.
That what he said about Brother Andrew, Brother Brandon, well, that's all good. That's all great, and I appreciate that. That's not what's important, what he said about you.
Amen.
Amen.
When you read the Bible, you've got to put your name in there.
That's right.
You know, whosoever would come, let him come. Well, I desire. So whosoever is me.
Amen.
That's what that scripture is for. Right. Brother Branham even said, I'd rather the Bible say whosoever than William Branham, because there might be another William Branham somewhere.
Right.
But when it said whosoever, I know I desire it, I'm a part of it.
Amen.
Amen. That's how simple. Just believe the word and you'll become the word.
Amen.
Not 9 times out of 10, 10 out of 10.
Amen.
Excuse me. Starting to sweat already. Now you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. and that you put on. Look, now you're doing this. Amen. You're putting off something, and you're putting on something.
Amen.
God did his part. What did he do? He died on the cross. He paid the penalty for sin. He sent the Holy Ghost into your heart, and now it's up to you to do it.
Amen.
I don't know. Do we all believe that today?
Amen.
God already did his part.
Right.
You've got to believe it, and if you really believe it, you'll do it.
Amen.
That's the proof in the pudding. Yeah. You can spout off, oh yeah, I believe God, I believe this, I believe that, but when the situation arises, what happens?
Right.
And the second you doubt God, you grieve his presence, and don't expect nothing to happen.
Right.
It never has. Let me just go through a few examples before we go on here. How about the children of Israel?
Right.
They had just watched miracle after miracle after miracle. And we think, oh my, there's no way they could doubt God now. He even opened the Red Sea for them and let them travel all night long. And then the second they got out of there, it crashed.
Right.
And killed their enemies. Yeah, I thought, there's no way they can doubt God. But it wasn't but 4 days later.
Right.
And there's the promised land. They can see it.
Right.
They sent 12 men over there.
Yes.
They even found out what it was all about.
They did.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they got the testimony going real good, didn't they? They said, oh my, there's grapes so big it takes two of us to carry some.
Right.
Probably basketball size, isn't there?
Yeah.
Hey, they were giants in the land.
They were.
Those, there was big people around, all right?
Yeah.
He even said, but that was the problem.
Yeah.
They began to see giants too. Ooh, I didn't sign up for this. The promise was he gave me the land.
Amen.
Why is there giants over there?
Yeah, right.
That's how people treat the Holy Ghost, isn't it?
Yeah,
well,
right.
God gave me the Holy Ghost. What in the world am I doing with this for?
Right.
Why is this still around? How come I thought this would all be over? Amen. Put it off.
Yeah.
Put off the old man
and
put on the new man.
Yeah.
And there was two of them that did that.
Hallelujah.
Names were Joshua and Caleb.
That's right.
And there's some discrepancy about this, but I'm just going to go with what I believe. I don't think Caleb was even a full-blood Jew, but he believed God anyhow.
Amen.
Caleb, if you look up the word, means dog.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It does. It means dog. And if you look, and here's how I'll just explain this real quick, just a little teaching here for about, you give me 2 minutes? Can I teach for 2 minutes?
Amen. Sure.
But, or Caleb, if you look in the book of Judges, Othniel, who is, it says it's his younger brother, was the first judge. But it caused Othniel, I believe, the son of Kenaz. And Caleb was the son of Jephunneh. So they don't have the same father. How can they be half-brothers then? Well, they must have had the same mother.
Right.
That's how I've discerned that. And since Caleb means dog, and anytime you see dog mentioned in the Bible, what does it stand for? A Gentile.
Right.
And now you can see why it was so hard for them to accept what Caleb had to say because of who he was. Oh,
oh
you're half-breed?
Yes.
Right.
You're not full message blood?
Right.
Oh, man.
Where'd you come from? What ministry were you under? I don't know about that. Well, I knew the prophet who knew this man who did this and this and this and this. And that's why I'm going.
Amen.
That's what they said. And, you know, down those 10 other spies that had been around the prophet probably longer than Joshua and Caleb had.
Right.
Who had been right there probably closer than they were.
Right.
They said, oh, no, we can't do this. We can't do it. It's just not even, it's not even logical. Look, I got my chart right here. Look, here's all these quotes that I've taken, and I've lined them up just right. Those giants, too big for us.
Right.
We're done. Let's go home.
Yep.
Good.
And the second they did that, look, there comes a day where you make your final decision.
That's right.
Because after that, look, and God, he grieved his they grieved his presence right away.
Yeah.
What did they do? They repented. They tried to anyways.
Yeah. Right.
They said, let's go do it today.
Yeah.
God said, it's too late.
Right.
You missed your opportunity.
Right.
And I say the same this afternoon.
Help
if you feel the Holy
Lord,
Spirit working on your heart, oh my.
Yes.
Don't you put it off.
No,
don't put it off another minute,
right,
much less another day, because tomorrow might not mean anything anymore.
Right.
Brother Bram prophesied time and time again, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
They're going to just keep on preaching. They're just going to keep on thinking. They're getting people saved, and the door was closed.
Right.
I don't know that day. I don't know that day. Look, and every man's different. Every man's got his day to choose.
Right.
I'm glad I chose already.
Amen.
I am. I'm sorry. You might think you might be still battling. I've already crossed over, Jordan. I'm already in the promised land. I've been kicking out giants all my life.
True.
And look, I get rid of mine, but that don't mean there ain't some other around too.
Right.
They want to keep coming back. Look, they're going to keep coming.
Right.
Just keep them off.
Amen.
And as long as Israel, look, and they grieved God there, and we know that whole generation died. Only Joshua and Caleb went with a new generation. They went over there, and they served God all the days of Joshua and those that outlived Joshua all the way down. But then there came a generation that didn't know the Lord.
Yeah, right.
They had just heard about it.
Amen.
Here we are. Too many people just heard miracles, heard quotes, heard scripture. Oh yeah, heard about this Jesus can raise the dead, but never seen him do nothing today.
Right.
And what do? They decide to serve other gods. Sure enough, you know what came right back? Them giants step right back in the land again. It will happen every time.
Yeah.
You grieve God's presence away, you better get ready. Here comes the devil.
Right.
He's allowed. And the devil don't play by rules.
Mm-hmm.
The second he's got free game, he'll go all over.
Yeah.
Right. You give, and we heard it before, you give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile.
Amen.
You give him a mile, you might as well just go bury yourself because he'll take it all the way.
True.
Yeah. Amen. But not the Christian now. That's why Paul is admonishing the Christian. Look, you put off the old man. You put off that doubting character. You put off... Well, let's just read this. Let me finish the scripture here in Ephesians. He put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying... Christians lying? Come on. We wouldn't think so, but it happens.
Right.
Because a Christian doesn't just worry about, you know, lies, but, you know, those lies. You know, exactly the way it happened. You know, I'm just trying to help them and stuff. No, there's one thing that helps people, that's the truth.
Amen.
You being wishy-washy, you just let the devil ride into the situation,
yeah,
and he'll wreak havoc.
Right.
People get mad at you too. Don't worry, stand for the truth, but I'll tell you right, they'll appreciate it in the long run than
amen,
you lying.
Amen.
Anytime. Amen. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. What is he saying there? He says, be angry about sin.
Right.
Don't put up with sin. Don't let sin just get in and just start doing all this stuff that it's going to do. You can stop it now.
Amen.
How?
Amen.
Stop grieving God. Right. Stop just believing the Lord. Stop worrying, well, if I said that to them, they're not going to love me tomorrow. We're not going to be able to go to church. You just let all that go.
Right.
Believe God. It'll work out.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if that person, honestly, if that person can't handle you loving them, there's something wrong with that person.
Right.
Amen. Be angry about sin. Don't let sin have dominion. And that's why he says it. Don't give place to the devil at all.
Right.
Never. Never are we supposed to say, oh, all right, devil, go ahead. You know, I guess I'll just be sick today. I guess whatever.
No.
I'll just be depressed today. You know, it's just my thorn in the flesh. Don't give place to the devil.
Right.
What are you talking about? Put off the old man and put on the new man who's already righteous, who's already true holiness, because there's only one man that can do that, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
And he's here today. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The same man that could cast any devil out he wanted is living in you.
Amen.
Just put him on. Right. Just like putting on this, just put it on.
Amen.
How? By a nice, strong hand of faith.
Right.
Grab the armor of God and put it on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Christians, lying, stealing.
Yeah.
And look how he tells you they're stealing. Look at the rest of this verse, and we're going to go around. I hope it's okay. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands.
That's good.
You know, not mooching off anything.
Right.
Let him work with his hands.
Right.
Let him do that which is right, as we just said. Let him work with the thing which is good. Why? Because, look, your reputation on the job means a lot, brother.
Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that right now. It means a lot for anybody to receive Christ through your life.
Amen.
Is what you do on the job.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to tell you that right now. If you rile up and get all upset all the time and stuff, they ain't coming to your church.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that right now. They won't.
Right.
They won't.
Right.
I mean, you can fuss and fight about it, but you got to live the life. How, brother? Don't grieve God. Believe
Amen.
Him. That God, you said there's no authority given but what you allow. This is what's happening. I don't know why, but you allowed it. I'm not going to grieve your presence. I'm going to believe you.
Amen.
I'm going to believe that it's all right where I'm at. In this situation, I don't like it, but it's okay because you allowed it for my good.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to push the old man off that wants to fight and stew about all this.
Right. Good.
And I'm going to put on the new man.
Right.
Look what he keeps saying here. Look, it just gets a little harder. I'll just be honest with you. The thing which is good that he may have. Let me just finish that thought here for a minute. Working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. You see, the Christian should be able to have some to share with someone else.
Amen.
If we're all dirt poor, we can't really go give anything to anyone else. You don't got it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. God help us.
Yeah.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. Let me just finish. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So he's talking to people in the kingdom. He's talking to people that have crossed Jordan, that are fighting the real battle, the fight of faith. They're there. They're sealed in. They're not, look, and if you're still grieving God and you don't even have salvation yet, you're in a whole different category of what I'm talking about today.
Right.
You don't have nothing to believe with.
Right.
You only can grieve God.
Right.
Until a man, like Brother Brandon said, you ain't even had to get a new spirit to even deal with God because your old spirit was so bad he couldn't have nothing to do with you.
Right.
I was that way. I'll be honest. I was that way when Prince died. I'm out of here. I ain't going to no church. I don't want nothing to do with this. I got my own life. I'll do what I want to do.
Right.
Sure.
Maybe I'm the only one, but I was there.
Amen.
Then God gave me a new spirit that I could, I at least wanted to come to church.
Yes. Right.
Now, that ain't the Holy Spirit yet.
Right.
I didn't stop short. Look, sometimes people stop there. No. You need new life.
Amen.
You need something that changes you.
Hallelujah.
That the things you used to do, you don't want to do them.
Amen.
If you like to lie still, you're not converted. If you like to steal and get away with it and think that's great, you're not converted. Oh my, the Christian. Look, I'm getting that way anymore. My, if they slipped an extra dime in my change, I'm ready to go back.
Yeah.
It just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And then they look at you like you're stupid. Like, what are you doing? I don't need your dime. Get out of here. But it just, I want a clear conscience.
Amen.
Because I'm not looking to please man.
That's it. Amen.
There's a God who saw that.
Right.
There's a God who's watching me.
Yes.
And that God I love.
Amen.
I'm not afraid of him like fear of the devil and all that stuff. I love him, and I don't want to hurt him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed into the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, right there in the church, and wrath, right here in the church.
Amen.
Listen now, you got to identify this, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking. God help us. Be put away from you with all malice. If you've got that little bit in your heart that you look at that one brother and sister and go, you've got malice somewhere.
Yeah.
Time to get it out.
Amen.
There's no one can do it but you.
Yeah, right.
You got to put it off. If you hold on to it, it'll take over your life.
Amen.
I'm just letting you know. It'll start with that person. Before you know it, everybody's got something against you.
Yes.
Everybody's out to get you.
That's true.
Everybody doesn't understand what you're doing. And you can just leave that go.
Amen.
And be ye kind one to another.
That's it.
Tender-hearted.
Yeah.
I'm just letting it soak in because I think you understand. I don't think I got to expound on that. Forgiving one another.
Right. Yes,
you mean
Lord.
That brother that lied to me?
Yes,
right
Lord.
In front of everybody?
Yes.
Right.
And it spread throughout the whole internet, and it's on so-and-so's. And I've had to deal with some of that firsthand, just to let you know. I don't hold no malice about it.
Amen.
Because it won't do any good.
That's right.
What good does it do for you to have some old bitter preacher up here?
Right. Good.
Y'all be legalists in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
You would.
True.
Because if you can't forgive, you're not being a Christian.
Amen.
Jesus even said that, I believe it's Mark 11. If you don't forgive, neither can your Father forgive
Amen.
You.
Amen. Right.
And this is the hardest place. And that's why I'm taking my time for the Christian to get over is when another Christian does it.
True.
Right.
It's always that way.
Yeah.
The sinner, you expect him to lie to you.
Amen.
Right.
You expect him to cheat you. You don't expect a Christian to do that.
Right.
But what are we supposed to do? Be tenderhearted about it.
Right.
Brotherly kindness, what does that mean? Put yourself in his shoes.
Right.
Yes.
Whatever that situation is, you might not know. Let God show it to you.
Amen.
Amen.
It'll get you a lot farther than stewing and fussing about it.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Amen.
And forgiving one another. How are we supposed to forgive? Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The same forgiveness you received, what did you do to earn it? Can anybody give me a list of things you did to earn God's forgiveness?
No.
Good, it's blank, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, so was mine. I didn't deserve it all, and I'm sure glad God didn't put my account when he accepted me, but he already had a replacement. He already had somebody that took my account and tore it to pieces and wrote true holiness and righteousness and put that in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now don't grieve that God by disbelieving him.
Amen.
If you steal, I'm going to tell you right now, you doubted something a long time before that.
Right.
If you lied to her, you doubted something long before that. If you got evil speaking mouths coming out now, you disbelieved something way before, and now it's beginning to manifest.
Yeah. Right.
You never notice a seed when you plant it. It's after some time, the test of time. Why do you think we watch so many people rising up and coming against the things they said they believed for so long? Because now we're in the season that they're maturing.
Right.
They have to be what they are. And God have mercy on their poor, wretched souls. A man that turns his back on the word of God, there's no mercy anymore.
Right.
You have your, and that's what he said, you have your opportunity. And once you turn that down, you're out. You're sealed out.
Sure.
It's a tough thing, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
There's another man who grieved God, and you all know is King Saul. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go through the story here for a minute. King Saul was totally ordained of God to be king.
Yeah.
He was picked by Samuel the prophet. He was put oil right on. He was head and shoulders above everybody. Look, plenty qualified for the job.
Right.
But what began to happen is he began to get prideful about it.
Right.
Why? Because he began to think, well, I'm king. I can do what I want to. I understand the word of the Lord, and I'll do that, but my way.
Help us, Lord.
Why?
This is, I know it's ain't tough. We don't want to grieve God. And that's why I said, I know this is thus saith the Lord this afternoon.
Right.
Because you can feel, I felt a little bit coming in the door.
Amen.
Right.
I knew the presence of God was here. But I could tell that grieving going on. I'm going to show you what even the prophet, when he acknowledged it, he didn't pamper with it either.
No.
We'd be angry about it.
Yeah.
And not let it go on.
Right.
Be angry and don't sin. And don't give no place to the devil.
Amen.
And Saul didn't allow that. He allowed pride to rise up in him. When he was supposed to smite the Amalekites, what happened? The people began to urge him, oh, let's just take the best of the stuff. You know, that little compromising doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just wear our skirts a little bit higher. Can we just have heels again?
Can
we just put on a little bit of a foundation or something like that? Or do I really got to pay tithes? And do I really have to give an offering? Do I really have to put God first? Do I really need to kick out that dirty TV out of my house? And do I really have to stop doing this and doing that? If you're in that category, you're not even in the kingdom yet.
Yes.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And the people convinced him. You know, they're a lukewarm preacher. They're able to do that. And they convinced him to keep the best and to give a sacrifice for the Lord. Oh, they're turning it back to God. This is all right. Samuel came, and what did he say? He said, why haven't you obeyed the word of the Lord? And Saul said, I have obeyed the Lord. Oh, will we smite all of them? See that, just that little bit of error? It was a great victory in Israel. Oh, my.
Right.
It was a great service.
Right.
Many people got healed.
Right.
Many got delivered, but there was that little thing in there.
Yeah.
Tainted the whole thing.
Help us, Lord.
And what did Samuel say? He said, well, your confession's great, but there's some fruit out there I can see. And he actually heard it. He said, what's the bleeding of the sheep I hear? They're supposed to all be dead.
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, the people, you know, it's them. No, it's you.
Amen.
Nothing to do with them. Oh, that church did this, they did that, this brother did that, and if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for my parents, and you go right on down the list. If there's anybody on the list besides you, you're not going to get delivered.
That's good. Amen.
Ever.
Hallelujah.
Let me just read the scripture out. It is 1 Samuel 15 if you want to write that down. Wherefore then did thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but did fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me. And I brought Agag, the king of the Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. And the people took the spoil of sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
And to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is, you know, it's all right. We'll just pray through about it. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Yes. Hallelujah. That's true.
And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So when the Spirit of God comes and you're stubborn against the things that are said in the service, what kind of spirit do you have?
Right.
The Bible says idolatry.
Right.
Because you're worshiping yourself is what you're doing.
Right. Right.
And iniquity. Because you're doing wrong on purpose.
Yeah.
Sure.
and rebellion, to actually take that and then not only resist it, but then to turn on it. He says the sin of witchcraft.
Yeah.
You might as well just leave at that point.
Yeah.
Let me finish that. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
Yeah.
Or the denomination, or my mom, or my dad, or my brother, or my cousin. It needs to be the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God can use those people, but if you can't get past that and see that it's God talking to you through that, it'll never hold.
Right.
It only lasts so long, and then you'll reject the voice of God for somebody else's voice.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, my. I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again unto me, that I may worship the Lord. It was too late then.
Right.
Just like Israel, when they turned their back that last, it was too late then. Because look what Samuel says. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee. For thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And Samuel turned about to go away, and he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. As Samuel's trying to leave, Saul got his mantle, and it ripped it up. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. How many message people could accept that kind of a message? Better than me. Better than me? I've been in this for 30 years. He's better than, what do you mean better than me? Doesn't mean anything. Why? Because he didn't obey the word.
Right.
That's the point. I don't care how long you've been preaching the message. I don't care how long you've been anything.
Right.
If you're not obeying the word now, you're not right with God.
Amen.
And I don't need to listen to you. I don't want nobody else listening to you, because they're just going to follow you. I want people to come to the word and listen to the word and obey the word.
Amen.
And when you see worldliness starting to slip in, it's not time to just put up with it. It's time to be angry and get the sin back out. That thing will kill you.
Yeah.
It will grieve the Spirit of God, and you won't believe anything if you let it take over.
Amen.
And one day is the last day
for
you to grieve God's presence.
Sure.
There's a scripture, if you want to write it down, Romans 1:18 through 32. Paul talks about those that they had seen, you know, they could look, and the world knows that. They try to study life and things, and they know there's a God somewhere. This stuff doesn't work. You can't, even an engineer from a college I was talking to, he said, I don't believe in artificial intelligence. They'll never get to artificial intelligence, because it needs to create things, and you can't create things without life.
Right.
It's just right. You believe there's a God then, because where did life get here? How does that work? You just proved to me you can't make life out of something that doesn't have it.
Right.
An engineer, one that has built, you know, things that are probably way more complicated than we think, but one cell of your body is more complicated than that.
Amen.
You see how much more powerful faith is than reasoning and figuring out stuff?
Yes.
No, believe, don't grieve God.
Right. Amen.
And he talks about how they went after their own. Let me just read a few of this. He says, wherefore, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Amen.
That's the main problem. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image like to corruptible man, into birds and 4 feet of beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
See, I'm telling you again, it's not God doing it. They lusted after, and after a while, I said, fine, have it.
Right.
And they're so corrupted. We know he talks about them being homosexual and things like that.
Right.
And they're worshiping every creature there is around that can't do nothing for them. As Elijah tried to convince those Baal guys to come the other way, and he let them worship them all day just to prove Baal can't do anything for you.
Right.
You need a God that can answer by fire. And I say it's the same. We hear the Methodists say this, the Baptists say this, this preacher said this, and this one said that, and it never came to life. It's not a God.
Amen.
They've grieved his presence.
Right.
Yes.
Because they didn't believe his word. Now I'm going to finish on a few quotes. I'm going to wrap this up here, because these are a little lengthy, but I want to explain. I listened to this, and I remember hearing this when the first time, it was a while ago, Brother Branham, it's the Testimony on the Sea. He's going to do a discerning and prayer line and things like that with the prayer cards. And I always remember this because it just so struck me. So I listened to it again just to make sure I heard it the right way. But as he's beginning to start, here's what he says. Now listen closely. Let's just do that. Put yourself there. You're there at the end of a service.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're there at the end of a service. where the Spirit of God's coming to do things.
Right.
And look what the prophet has to deal with here. You without prayer cards. I'm reading now. You with the prayer cards. God willing, I'll get you in the line tomorrow night up here at the platform without prayer cards. Now be real reverent. They that wait upon the Lord shall... All right. He's here now. And I remember listening to tape. Everything changes right then. Said he's here now. Did you ever see the picture of it? The pillar of fire, the light. When I meet you at the judgment bar, it's not a foot from where I'm standing right now. So that's what the prophet saw. Obviously, the people weren't seeing this yet. That's right. He's here. See, if he's the same Christ, see if that's his spirit. See if that's his spirit or not. You pray. Touch his garment. Say, Lord Jesus, let me touch you. Speak back through Brother Branham. It'll prove to me that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can't make any. And he stutters. Says, "Yeah, I see a woman just bowed her head right here. There's a light right over the little lady. Look this way, back there, lady. Second one sitting in the back there. You're suffering with stomach trouble, complications. Do you believe that God will make you well? Do you do it? The little lady sitting, second one. You can tell he's getting a little like frustrated. Like, hey, you right here. I'm trying to tell you who you are." It says, do you believe that God will make you well? Do you do it, little lady, setting second one in with her head down yet? If she'll believe with all her heart, she may have it. Do you believe it? You missed it.
Yeah.
It's gone from you.
Right.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Sure.
And then he takes a minute, and then he says, it's over, a little lady sitting here. You believe me to be God's prophet or a servant? The lady sitting back there, you believe? Look, thin lady, woman sitting there by the man, you believe with all your heart? You're suffering with heart trouble. That's right. Let me tell you something about yourself. You've got heart trouble so bad, so they have to keep oxygen in the house. How in the world did he know that?
Right.
Did he go home with the man? No, but the Holy Spirit did.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit saw it, and the Holy Spirit that was grieved was wanting him to start believing.
Yeah.
Oxygen in the house, whether if you have a heart or whether if you have an attack or not. Now, that is true, sir. You know that. You believe with all your heart. You can have your healing. It's up to you. What's the matter with these people? No wonder you're dead. You'll always be that way. There's a numbness on your spirit. Can't you awaken unto Christ? Don't let the innocent suffer for the guilty, God. And he's getting upset at this point. I remember listening. He says, grace and mercy provided and still won't even recognize it. What are you going to do? How would you feel being the prophet at this point? He just told a man what's in his house, and they're still grieving.
Right.
How much us when our gifts that God has given us, and we feel the same way. What in the world can God do more?
Right.
And let me keep reading here. Letty sitting over there seems to have faith, looking right at me, suffering with diabetes. She might not understand me very well because she's a Scandinavian, a Dane. You believe me to be God's prophet, lady? Thank you. Thank you, lady. You believe with all your heart, and the diabetes will leave you. You're not from here anyhow. You're not from this group around here. You're from up in Oregon. But you're up on the Columbia River. That's right, a place called Dallas or something like that. Your name is Miss Lund. That's right. That's thus saith the Lord. You accept it, believe it, and it'd be over.
Amen.
He said, what's the matter with the church anyhow?
Amen.
That man sitting there looking at me from Eugene got eyes and ear trouble. Is that right, sir? Stand up to your feet and accept your healing. Have you got a prayer card? You don't need one.
Amen.
Jesus Christ makes you well by your faith. What's the matter with the church? Has it got none to the gospel? Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How we praise you for your goodness. You that raised your hand a while ago and you believe me to be God's servant, come on, come down here. Let's have a word of prayer together. Walk right out of your seat. Everyone that raised your hands that you don't think that you're right with God in the presence of God, come right down here now and stand at the altar. Let's have a word of prayer together. Every soul that wants to be saved, come. Now that's it. And this is when you begin to see the service change.
Right.
He's beginning to believe Him.
Yeah.
That's all he needed.
Yeah. Right.
You understand? That's all the gift was for, was to get people to stop grieving God and believe God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Yeah.
He says, now that's right. Come out of the back balcony up there in the presence of Christ. We've got to break this old cold spirit in here, friends. We're never going to have a meeting until we get this thing broke out of here. There's too much devil unbelief around here.
Right.
That's exactly right. Run for your life. Get to Christ as quick as you can. Something's going to happen. Judgment will follow this. Do you believe it? Shake away from that cold, formal devil that's trying to bind you down. Let every soul that's not right with God come around this altar.
Yeah.
You come up here and get right with God and get that coldness away from you. get that unbelief away from you.
Right.
And some people think, well, I'm just tired today. I'm just kind of not really into service and things like that. That's a devil.
That's right.
Amen.
That's a demon presence
on
you.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm skipping down a little bit. Let me save a little time here. It says, what are you playing church for? There's no need of playing. Don't play with God. God's not a play instrument. He's God. Now you that's got strength enough and believe and wants to see souls saved, come around here and stand by these women, you women, and these men, you men that really know God, wants to see souls saved and wants to see a revival, wants to see something happen. How many wants to see something happen?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Come stand around them now and let's show them that we love them and we want to see God save them. Excuse me. Minister brothers, get right among them. That's right. Hallelujah. Now listen. I want to talk to you while you're coming. Have faith. You come up here, he that will confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father. Now you confess you're dilatory. Or I forget how to say that word. About being lazy. Things like that. Dilatory. How you've neglected God. You confess that is wrong and say, I'm sorry, God, that I did that.
Right.
Find favor with him. Then watch what he will do for you. You just confess that you're wrong, and he will take care of the rest of it.
Amen.
What I have found in my short ministry, that's the hardest thing for a man to do, a woman to do, is just to simply confess, you were wrong.
Right.
What you believe was wrong, what you were told was wrong, you need to let that go, you need to confess it, or God can't do anything for you, and sure as that is, I can't do anything for you either.
Right.
And people put confidence in man, and confidence in men is far beyond what God told him to do.
Right.
You're supposed to have faith in the man of God. You're supposed to have respect one for another and love one another and things like that. But our dependency is not man.
That's right. God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Now, I've heard many people say, well, if Brother Brandon was here, we could do this. And if Brother Brandon was, if he just prayed for me, if I could just ask him a question, things like that, then I'd be all right. Let me show you what Brother Brandon says here. I was just listening to this morning as I was getting ready for church. Faith of the Victory 58, and I'm going to close on this. A little woman that's sitting present now, she has been at this altar time after time after time.
Good.
A good woman, but she started smoking a long time ago, and she just couldn't overcome it. And she'd come up, and I would pray for her.
Good.
The prophet himself.
Right.
I would pray with her, and it seemed like she just couldn't overcome it. And the first thing you know, I told her here, I said, there'll be danger down the road. She said, well, Brother Branham, I have cried, I have begged. You see, just emotional.
Yeah. Right.
Fighting the air. Yeah. That won't do any good.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd get down and pray with her and lay hands on her, and she'd go back. In a few days, I'd meet her again, just knock you down with cigarette smoke. Mm. Hands still brown. And one night down yonder, she went to a doctor, began to get sick and wither away. Just a little spindly thing, and the doctor looked at her and said, cancer, smoking cigarettes. There she was, lying there to die. Then she got down to business.
Right.
See, a drowning man will reach for a straw. Long as you can walk out of this church tonight and know that you can just join the Methodist or Baptist, as long as you can sit in there and say, now I'm a good person, there's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, you can't do nothing with you. That's right. But when you see your sins as God sees them in the light of his Bible, when you see you'll repent or perish, something will take place. You'll get to business. Walk out of here and a smothering around your heart. The doctor back there will maybe raise up and come up and look and say, it's a heart attack. You'll get to business. That's when she had to get to business, and the woman's sitting looking at me now.
Amen.
My. And Brother Robinson back there, and Mr. Woods here, and Brother Woods sitting here somewhere, and I were going down hunting, I believe, somewhere in the truck, and the Holy Spirit seemed to move us to go up through the knobs to where she was. And when I got there, she had a dream. And when the Holy Spirit came into the room and she got down to real business, she never smoked a cigarette from then on.
Right.
And she's gained many pounds of weight, and they can't find a trace of cancer. What is it? It's faith that overcomes.
Yeah.
Why didn't it overcome when I was praying for her here?
Right. Yeah.
She's just fluttering around.
Right.
But when the doctor says you got cancer and you're going to die, she got to business. That's the way it has to get. When you get to business, why wait that long?
Right.
Why not get to business now?
Amen.
Put your faith in God. What if the woman had faith in me? It'd fail because I'm a man.
That's right.
Amen.
So obviously any of the rest of us, it's no different.
Right.
But when she changed her faith, not in Branham Tabernacle or in William Branham or in anyone else, but placed her faith in Jesus Christ, then she got faith.
Hallelujah.
She raised up above all the fears and doubts, and God healed her, and she overcome.
Yeah.
Faith is the victory that overcomes. Mm. I've often wondered, what does Christians want to frustrate themselves with them things anyhow?
Amen.
Men and women come to me many times and say, in their confessions and so forth, and all kinds of, because they can't deny it, the Holy Spirit's sitting there. If they try to cover it up, it just right out of them. So they might as well tell it. And if they try to get out, the Holy Spirit stops them and says, just a minute, here's a certain thing. So when they come, they began to tell me about little things of the world, and I noticed it amongst believers. See?
Right.
I'm telling you, this affects us. You're going somewhere. What are you drifting for? Get some ambition about you.
Right.
A little anger against the devil.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Set your goal on Christ and quit tallying with the world.
Yes.
Amen. Let's stand together this afternoon. I didn't even have that quote till this morning. I actually went back and got it, but I believe it's "Thus saith the Lord to us this afternoon." As we bow our heads today, I want to ask you the same thing that Brother Branham was dealing with there. Have you put your confidence in the wrong thing? Because the second you put your confidence, your faith in something else, it's my faith. See? If you put your confidence in something other than the promise of God, you're not believing Him anymore, but you've now grieved Him away. And you'll never get delivered. If you still think, maybe you're living in sin. I don't know what's going on in everyone's life that's sitting here now. But as we bow our heads together, each one, respect not even just God, but one another. Maybe somebody does. We should be able to raise our hands anyways if we have a need. But sometimes we just, amen. God bless each one already.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Do you even feel the least bit? And if you're a sinner today, you've been grieving God. You've never had that experience of new life on the inside. You hear the word come and you just don't want to do it. You want to do your own thing. Why are you grieving God? One day will be the last day. Don't do it anymore. See, what do I do? Confess I'm wrong, Lord. I need you. He'll take care of the rest of it. You go ahead and let Him do it. How? Believe what He said. He said, if anyone would come to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Go open the door, I'll come in and sup with him. The door is your heart. You have to put off the old man. You have to get rid of what you are and let it go into God's seal of forgiveness. If you're still holding on, you'll never have the victory because you're not basing on faith. If you've only had emotional workups, we've got to get past that.
Yeah.
Emotion comes with it. Absolutely. When you get delivered, I expect some joy to come out of you. But don't you just think because you got joy, you're delivered. Get delivered first and joy will come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is there any soul here that say, Father, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm coming back to you this afternoon. I'm not putting my faith in anyone else, not even in myself. I'm putting my faith in you now. Lord, help me. God bless each one. God bless you, brother, sister, brother, sister. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, you've got to make the confession. You've got to pour your heart out to God. Don't put your faith in me and what I'm saying right now. Don't do that. You go there. You go into the holies of holies with Him alone. You yield yourself to God. You die to sin and shame. You put off the old man and put on the new man. That man of faith, the one that believes on the inside. You know He's there if you're a Christian. There's a source in there. You need to yield to it. Church of the living God.
Yes.
Just letting the Holy Spirit work.
Yes.
We're going to give Him time. I haven't preached too long. I think we can give the Holy Spirit some time this afternoon. We can worry about lunch later. We can worry about the rest of the day later. We need to give Him the preeminence.
Yes.
I'm ready. I'm so thirsty to see the day where every soul walks in without any condemnation. Where souls walk in the Spirit of God, ready to worship. Ready to yield, where signs and wonders follow the believers, every single one of them, to where it's just such a pouring out of the Spirit in their life, not just just in church, not just because we had a good singing, but it's just their life and who they are, and it pours out in miracles and signs and wonders. It's all there. If it's not happening, church, there's just something wrong in one of in somebody's heart. You've got to make that thing right with the Father. You've got to let that thing go. If you've held on any pride trying to repent of sins, you haven't repented yet. It's got to be everything. I am nothing, Lord. Without you, I'm nothing. If you don't fill me, if you don't change me, I'm going to be right here, Father. You'll find a pile of bones because I'm just going to stay here until it happens. I'm not leaving until He's here now. I say it the same. That's thus saith the Lord. The Holy Spirit's here now. That's not me. That's Him. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. You're spiritual at all. You felt that change. Oh, Jesus. It's you, brother, sister. It's you. Just give it to Him now. Just die out to everything. Just let it die. Just let it go. Be angry against sin. Just let it go. Say, Satan, I'm done. I'm trying to destroy my joy, my family, my life, my church. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Have your way, Father. Hallelujah. You believe God. God will give you what you have need of. Yield yourself to the Spirit now. I'm going to let Dad just sing a little bit and worship. If you want to worship that way, that's fine. But just yield to the Spirit. You do what He's got for you today. I, as a man, have done all I can. I've pointed you right to Him, and He's here in your midst. You have a need. It's your own unbelief. You've grieved Him away. Believe it now. Believe. By faith. You've got to believe. You've got to receive it. Don't let those distractions come. Don't think about other things. That's the devil. Say, I'm hot. That's the devil. I'm uncomfortable. That's the devil. I got this pain. That's the devil. Maybe tomorrow. That's a lot of devils. Maybe if Brother Andrew says the right thing, that's a lot more. It's your confession. Confession is made to salvation. It's up to you. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. To God now. The Holy Spirit's here to do things. Let your own mind go away. Let the Word come. Let His mind. You know that thing that tells you to pray for that? Yes, do that. It tells you to believe for this. Yes, you do that, brother, sister. It tells you to repent of that. You do that right now. This might be your last opportunity. Oh God, have mercy on each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just love and appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for being here amongst us. And I pray with all my heart, Lord, that the word that's come, it's cutting, it's right, it's truth, Lord, and it's the only thing that can help us. We pray, Lord, that sin would be defeated in this building, that every ounce of unbelief, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, quit doubting. Quit making these people doubt God's word. You're a liar. You have no power. They trample over you every day if they just notice it. I pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. May each one that's under an oppression be delivered for the glory of God. For each one that's got an infirmity in their body, may they walk out well today for the glory of God. There's any living below their privileges, Lord, your Spirit wanting to use them, and they're afraid and listening to doubts and things. I pray, Heavenly Father, you forgive them. May they not grieve your Spirit any longer, but may they believe that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. May the life go, may it be past just our emotions, and may it be Jesus Christ in our hearts, quickened by the Holy Ghost. Grant it to each one, we pray. May we not deceive ourselves, but may we find ourselves crossed Jordan, crossed over into the Canaan land, taking out devils every day, taking out the enemy. Oh, I just pray for the wives, Lord. You'd help each one of them, Lord, to find their position in the body of Christ. Lord, there's many gifts, I believe, not getting used for fear and doubt. I pray, Lord, you help them in Jesus Christ's name. I pray, Lord, for the brothers, Lord, on their jobs and being a witness. May you equip them from on high.
Yes, Lord.
Even now as I speak it, Lord, may there be a change on the inside.
Yes.
Lord, may it be a renewing of our mind. Yes. Let us take our old mind and let it go by the wayside and take on the mind of Christ by faith in His Word. Grant to each one, I pray. I believe it, Lord. You promised you'd do it, Lord. May each one believe it as well. May they believe it for themselves. May they not put their faith in anyone but you, Father. You're the only one that can help us today. Help each one in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I'm not going to ask you up for prayer, please, this afternoon. This isn't about me and you. This is about Him and you. Different kind of service. It's a time for you to find that position in Christ where you're supposed to be, where you're dead and Christ is alive. Where when temptation comes, you've got an inner man who pushes the old man out. Hallelujah. Now you confess it, you worship, you praise, you thank Him, you give Him praise, that's due His name. You don't just sit there and be cold and formal. Let the Holy Spirit move on you. Let it move on you. You are in the way, not anything else. It's not your sin that's in the way. It's you, because you won't believe. He already died for it. He came down. He gave gifts unto men. They're already here. He did all these things. It's you that needs to die. It's you that needs to get out of the way. Hallelujah. Grant it, Lord, each one in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe me to be His servant, you've got to yield now. Make it your choice, not emotion, not just you. This is me, Lord. I've dealt with this too long. I'm done. Lord, I'm not going that route anymore. I've had bitterness, malice, hate. That's not right. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. And believe it and receive it today. We don't just confess. We receive these things. You stay there till the burden leaves, till the devil's gone. Hallelujah. Oh, it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. It's by faith I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith. Holy Spirit just told me to tell you, fathers, mothers, you let your children go, God will get them. You let them go. The Holy Spirit's after them. You can't save them.
Amen.
He will do it.
Yes.
You let go and believe.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
There's plenty of you out there. It wasn't just one or two.
Yes.
You got to let go.
Yes.
Don't you become their intercessor now.
That's
it's
right.
The Holy Spirit that's going to go after them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Praise His name.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Name
of
Jesus.
Thank you. Praise you. Praise you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship Him in the Spirit. Praise His glorious name.
Lamb of God.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get to that place of faith. It's just as good as having it. Get to that place where it's settled. It's over. You've got it. Believe until you receive it. He'll give it. He's not holding it back. It's your unbelief. Just doubt your doubts. Doubt it all. How? Do the exact opposite. Worship Him with all your heart. Brother, deal with condemnation. Let it go. Believe Him like you're pure. You're holy. You've received it.
praise Him that way. Watch the burden leave. Watch it go. Hallelujah. If you've got right to make right, you do that right away. Say, God, take it away. I'll do it. I'll be at church. I'll do my post of duty. I'll give you all my heart. I'll worship you in spirit and truth. I'll pay my tithe. I'll do whatever you tell me, Lord. I'll do it all. I'm in love, Lord. I want to serve you with all my heart. If it cuts me, that's fine, Lord. Just make me right. Oh, He'll grant it. He's granting it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise His glorious name. Praise His name. Yes, Lord. That I believe, it's by faith that I receive. Oh, it's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. It's by faith. By faith that I receive, it's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I see the sun.
I feel led to do this. Have a need, you just can't seem to quite get there. I feel led to, let's have a prayer line, and this goes for anyone here. Brother Stephen, can you help me for a second, brother? Just you, brother. Can you move that curtain and make it so you can walk through there, brother? Thank you. If you have a need, what I would like you to do, this goes for anyone that would like to come through your prayer line, I want you to go out the back there, go around, and then come up through here. Even if Brother Steve, maybe just hold it or something. If there's any need, I don't care what it is. I'm telling you, you can have it right now.
Yes.
I want you to just follow down here and make a line.
Hallelujah.
Right through here.
Yes.
God bless each one.
Yes.
Don't you hold back. Don't get cold and formal.
Oh, Lord.
I just want it nice and orderly. That's why we're going around that way.
Yes.
Be anyone. Oh. Don't any need. Whatever it is. The Holy Spirit's here to give it to you. Praise His holy name. Just right there, sister. Come right here. And just make the line right here. Hallelujah. Just wait right there, please. Just come, brother.
Yes,
come on right here.
Lord. Yes.
Amen. God bless each one.
Yes.
Brother Stephen, if you want to get into, that's just fine. Anyone that do it. Just keep it orderly is what I want. Now, when you come through, my, almost the whole church. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When you come through the line, you hold that request. You tell God about it. And once we lay hands, we're just going to give it to you. You pass right on through, nothing doubting. No more doubt. You raise your hands, you praise God, as you go back to your seat and say, thank you, Father, for my need. Now pass right on through. Heavenly Father, give my sister a request. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, blessed God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, you are.
Doubt, believe. Thank you.
Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you, brother Joshua, in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your blessing. Sister Evelyn, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your blessing. God bless brother Joel, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your request. Sister Violet, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your request. God bless brother Joel as well, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Shannon, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your request.
Hallelujah.
John, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your request. Lord Jesus, bless brother Caden as well.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You thank him now and praise him, brother Daniel. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your request. Go home happy and free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, blessed God. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Nothing doubting, church. Nothing doubting. Nothing doubting. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, forgive me, Father. Forgive me.
Minded, especially with Sister Shirley there.
That's just the devil.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Amen.
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 I've been in
Randy's
place for years.
That's right.
Everybody turned against me and said he's gay. He can't be saved.
Oh, Jesus.
But he did.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
He come back and said, thank that's you,
right.
Mama.
That's right.
Amen.
So, if you got kids,
hold on.
The Holy Spirit's telling you parents that over and over and over again.
Amen.
Just hold on.
Amen.
God will bring them through.
That's right.
I still got two.
That's right. The Holy Spirit will give.
Finish.
That's right.
Finish.
That's right.
Amen.
I appreciate you all being spiritually minded, not getting on work. We've had it happen before. I can't think of one time Holy Spirit ain't moved. The devil been right there somewhere.
Right.
God, amen. You know, forgive me. I should have been.
God.
Amen. That's right.
But you know, the Bible says, you can only hear it somewhere.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's exactly right. If you're fighting, there's got to be an opposition somewhere.
Amen.
And you might have thought that was just simple right here, but I'm telling you right now, there'll be testimony after testimony after testimony for what just happened.
Right. Amen.
Yes. Sore throat's gone right now.
Amen.
How many go and praise the Lord? Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God hears their request. Everyone, no matter what you brought, He heard you.
Amen.
He gave you the faith.
Yes.
Be just as happy with that
yes.
as seeing it right before you, because
yes.
it will happen.
Yes. Yes.
Remember, Brother Austin came through the asthma. Is that right? The Holy Spirit took care of that. Isn't that
Amen.
Right? Just simple, simple hands-on. We believe.
Amen.
And I felt very pressed to do what we've done today.
Yes.
I think it's been good to be in the house of the
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And those of you that have been in the message for years and years, it still is here.
Yes.
Don't
Amen.
Doubt it.
Amen.
It's the same God that
yes.
the prophet
Amen.
Talked about.
Yes.
He stands here. That's how these things happen.
Yes.
Amen.
God, He's worthy of praise.
Amen.
He's worthy of honor. He's worthy
Amen.
Of glory. Let's just worship and praise Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Worship Him in the Spirit.
Yes.
Worship Him in truth.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Praise.
Glory to God.
Praise.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory,
glory. You, Lord.
Oh, praise you, blessed Father.
Love you,
Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank
Jesus.
You, Father.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're so wonderful, Prince of Peace.
Feel the joy of the Lord in the place right now. Praise His glorious name.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind me being a little, I don't know, a little amateurish here. Brother Justin Ochoa there asked me if we could sing "When the Saints Go Marching In."
Amen.
Is that what you're going to sing, Dad? See how the Holy Spirit is all over right now.
Amen.
Nothing can be out of cater. I mean, you ever hear a testimony of somebody that's crossed over?
Yes.
I even heard one man, he said there were songs playing all over, but it was just all in perfect harmony.
Amen.
Oh my, and right here I feel we're all different. We all got different thoughts. There's just that harmony of the Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Amen.
Praise
you,
His glorious name.
Amen.
And one of these days we're just going to march right into
Amen.
Glory. Won't
Amen.
Have to look back. Won't even care no more. Don't be like Lot's wife. Just press on.
Amen.
Let's sing that together. Go ahead, Dad.
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin. On my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching.
Worship and praise Him now. Don't get all formal. Worship God. Go marching.
When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go
the throne.
We gather round the throne, and the gates are closed within. I'll be shouting,
yes, Lord,
glory, glory, when the saints,
yes, Father, praise God, thank you. Chariot, yes, Lord, it's coming.
I'm waiting for the chariot
to swing low,
and I'll step in on the cloud. I'll rise to heaven when the saints go on.
Yes, Lord, praise God.
Oh, when the saints.
Squeak it in. It's when we go marching in. Trampling all the way. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it's good to be a Christian today.
Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, see, out of the mouth of babes, I guess we ain't done praising yet. No, he still wants to be praised as well. God bless you today. I'm going to let Dad go ahead and lead the worship here. We love you and appreciate you. It was good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's give one more hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Well, feel free. Worship the Lord. Stay true in the Spirit. Don't let that grieving devil come back no more. You believe God's word and press on for it.
Amen.
God bless you, Saints. Dad, you got us home. Go to and we dismissed on this.
There is going to be a